other opportunities. Easily build customer trust in your business and so much more. Ask for your proper receipt every time you buy an item, and also give a proper receipt every time you sell an item. But what is a receipt? This is a document issued by a seller to a buyer as evidence of a transaction. Generally, a proper receipt should be in duplicate, that is, original for the buyer and a duplicate copy for the seller. ZRA, my tax, your tax, our destiny.
Number one sports is where we rank.
Here we go.
It's a Phoenix Breakfast with Jim Wega, the Duchess, and Stan Big Bang.
The time is 8 hours. The main news bulletin is up next. This time check was brought to you by Stan Big Bang.
Phoenix FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We never money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chalino ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Good morning. The headlines. Yunza lecturer describes the delay in Lungu burial as a national embarrassment. Economist warns a drop in inflation not sustainable without Boer's intervention. And in global news, U.S. condemns house arrest of Brazil's ex-president Jair Bolsonaro. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. University of Zambia political science lecturer Dr. Lee Habasonda has described the protracted impasse to bury former President Edgar Lungu following his death on the 5th of June 2025 and subsequent legal actions as shameful to the country. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Habasonda has condemned the extension of political rivalries into disputes over a deceased leader's remains and broader failure to accord former heads of state the respect they are office warrants once out of office. He says the matter should have been treated in the interest of all parties involved outside court, and hopes government and the Lungu family can reach an agreement swiftly to enable Mr. Lungu's wishes to be respected and the nation to bid farewell to its former leader in a manner befitting his service. Dr. Habasonda has, however, challenged members of parliament to rise above political interests and draw clear legislation governing state funerals and burial protocols for national figures to prevent similar controversies in future.
It is a shame that our situation of late President Lungu has gotten to this stage. I think many Zambians, myself included, are desirous that he be buried here in Zambia, where he interacted with us as ordinary people. Certainly, because of politics, or shall I say, bad blood between politicians, we have gotten to a level where we seem to be fighting for a dead body. I think inappropriate for a country that has been independent for the last 6 years. We have taken politics too far in this country, whereby we even have to do politics with the dead.
Yesterday, the Gauteng High Court in Pretoria adjourned the matter on whether to repatriate Mr. Lungu's remains to Zambia or not for judgment to any day not later than Friday this week. Economist Noah Kawita says the drop in inflation may not be sustainable without continued intervention from the Bank of Zambia. Zambia's annual inflation rate slowed to 13% in July 2025 from 14.1% in June, driven by declining food and non-food prices, according to the Zambia Statistics Agency, Zamstats. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Kawita has commended the central bank's release of dollars into circulation for strengthening the local currency, citing the law of demand and supply. He, however, warns that the inflation rate may only be sustained if the Bank of Zambia continues to intervene, as the current business environment is unfavorable. Mr. Kawita has highlighted that key sectors contributing to inflation reduction are underperforming, particularly the new sector. Particularly the energy sector, which is operating at around 30% capacity, and has emphasized the need for sustained support to maintain economic stability.
The main issue here is that central bank is what has been making these interventions. The monies that are coming in from IMF, coming in from World Bank, part of it is going towards maintaining the performance of the currency and the inflation also being controlled or contained by central bank raising more hard currencies like dollar into circulation. It's sustainable as long as central bank is the one that is intervening. But if you were to leave the economy to perform on its own, you know, allowing the market forces to control the situation, you will find that we still have issues in the economy.
The Northwestern Chamber of Commerce and Industry is urging government to expedite the long-delayed local content bill, warning that continued delays are disadvantaging local businesses in mining areas like Solwezi and Kalumbila. Chamber President Amos Kapi says the absence of a legal framework is allowing mining companies to bypass local suppliers, reducing the economic benefits that should be flowing to host communities. Mr. Kapi says the chamber is advocating for enforceable local content policies that will compel mining firms to procure a minimum percentage of goods and services from Zambian-owned businesses. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Kapi is also recommending capacity-building programs to help local enterprises meet required standards and the creation of public-private dialogue platforms to strengthen collaboration between stakeholders. He adds that with the right policies in place, the mining sector has the potential to be a true driver of inclusive and sustainable growth in the Northwestern province.
The main issue.
I'm receiving complaints every day at the office from the local suppliers and contractors. It's actually the suppliers themselves who are echoing those voices. And when we see them not participate, we are seeing very few local companies or Zambian companies able to participate. The evidence is in the complaints they bring to us as a chamber. Then the question you ask is, then who's doing business with the mine? Then it's justifiable that it's the foreigners who are doing much more of the works. Statistics are not given to us. I've never seen any statistics in terms of records as to how many Zambian contractors have been given businesses in the mine. All we receive are complaints. People complaining like you have alluded to.
Infrastructure and Urban Development Minister Charles Milupi has indicated that following the 2022 Census Analytical Report highlighting stark disparities in infrastructure between urban and rural areas, government is prioritizing development in rural localities to spur broader economic growth. Mr. Milupi, in an interview with Phoenix News, has acknowledged that if left unchecked, rural to urban migration will exacerbate unplanned settlements, service shortfalls, and unemployment pressures in town. He emphasized that enhancing rural infrastructure would help distribute economic opportunity more evenly across the country, and revealed that government is accelerating the construction and rehabilitation of key road corridors linking remote districts to regional hubs. Mr. Milupi also disclosed plans to elevate all provincial airstrips to handle regular regional flights to promote trade and facilitate inward investment, while similar enhancements are being scoped for other rural airfields. The 2022 Census Analytical Report for Zambia highlights significant disparities in infrastructure access between rural and urban areas, such as electricity connection of 80.2% compared to only 33.8% in rural, among others.
There is a very high incidence of rural urban migration, people coming to urban areas, therefore create massive problems in